Danny Schaefer.
Hey, guess who's back in the air chair? Yeah, me, Danny Schaefer. 609, Danny Schaefer Show, brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off and free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. Show 673. 673 starts right now. I'm Denny. Forecast today, hazy, hot, and humid. And mostly sunny today. Highs near 90. Heat index in the middle 90s. Okay, let's just stop with that crap. All right, it's hot. High of 90. Don't need heat index. Blah-de-de-blah. Saturday showers and storms possible, especially earlier on in the day. Warm, humid, high of 85. It's summertime, people. We're in Toledo, Ohio. What do you think it's supposed to be, man? It's July. What is it, 21st? Oh, my daughter turned 16 on Sunday.
Isn't that something?
Sweet 16, my daughter Olivia. Good morning to you, Susan. Good
morning, boss.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
That is not a very... Hello, Paula, sexy, yummy 320, producer of this show.
Yeah, I was a little concerned about that answer.
Well, I was all excited, but you know, we've
had
some...
What's going on?
Well, we've had some deaths. It's sad.
Oh, I know. I know. Joe Ryknowski.
I know. He's only 49, people.
Yeah, I know. Breaks my heart.
I loved him in that movie, Up.
No, that's not him. yeah. Well, here, let me go to the national headlines, then we'll get rolling on the show.
O.J. Simpson has been granted parole.
Another rock musician has committed suicide by hanging. The body of 41-year-old Chester Bennington, the frontman for the group Linkin Park, has been found at a home in Southern California.
In Washington, Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he plans to stay on the job.
We in this Department of Justice will continue every single day to work hard to serve the national interest.
FBI Director nominee Christopher Wray gets an approval from the Senate Judiciary Committee.
The Justice Department has taken down a dark web marketplace known as Alphabay.
A new score from the Congressional Budget Office says the most recent Senate plan to repeal and replace Obamacare would still result in 22 million Americans losing their coverage. A vote could come next week.
New U.S. sanctions against Iran are being criticized by Russia, Moscow calling them unfounded, and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is promising a response.
There's flooding in Wisconsin. Hundreds had to evacuate the town of Arcadia.
San Diego Comic-Con kicks off, drawing tens of thousands of fans from all over the world.
Nerds! All right, Susie, open up the catalog there, prize catalog, and tell me what we have for our sexy, good-looking, lit radio audience.
It's very exciting. LPGA passes.
All right.
Food to Smokey.
Smokey's, more on that later.
Yep, and if you vape, a gift card to Vapor's Electronic Smoke Shop.
There you go. Wow. We'll be playing something later on the show, so stick around for that. The number when we do play... 419-240-1055. You know what we could do is do a texting contest. First one to text us a picture of their butt.
Oh, no, that's inappropriate.
Or is it? Comment. I didn't say, you don't have to be naked. I didn't say a butt naked butt shot.
Well, how do you want a butt then?
I don't know. I don't know. They could send like a picture of me.
I suppose.
See what you did there? That's funny. Anyway, let's do something with a text to win thing today.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, but please don't text and drive because we got so many morons out there on the road. You don't want to be one of those douches. All right, 72 already. Man, I was driving in today. I had my sunroof open, both windows down, and it was still blasted hot. I had the AC on low. And then a state trooper blows by me. Ohio Highway Patrol, sirens, lights, everything on C-Corp right there at Westgate. So I pulled over, took off. And then I get to work and find out that there was some kind of chase today.
Yeah, there was
a chase. Cool. Yeah. And a state trooper got hurt. I hope it wasn't my guy. Or no, it could have been a woman because I've seen a woman in the car too. So anyway, it's hot out, people. So just deal with that. We are very busy today, Susan.
Super busy.
I mean, we got so many stories. We gotta talk about Joe Ryknowski. That dude was awesome.
Oh.
We got to talk about the whole OJ fiasco.
Oh.
What?
It's amazing. It was better than General Hospital.
It was. It was soap opera-esque. And matter of fact, we've got Arnell Simpson up on my vlog right now. What else is up there, Paula?
Storm the dog saves a deer from drowning.
That was amazing that dog knew to go out there and rescue this little deer.
Sure did. It's your feel-good story of the weekend.
Yeah, we need that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty good. But the owner had to get the dog off the little fawn when they brought the baby in because the dog was a little amorous. I thought, when I watched it. Anyway, yeah, so those are up there. But I just want to warn you, if you didn't see the Arnell Simpson, that's OJ's oldest daughter. She's like 48. You might want to take some Tums before or have handy some, you know, Pepto, because it's going to make you hurl.
Oh,
yes,
no.
It is.
Come
I've got cuts.
That's
got,
her dad.
I've got audio. Yeah, my dad, the double murderer, and got away
with
it.
That's not what he was there for, Denny.
Happy Father's Day, you double murderer. She sends those cards every year. I'm so glad you're my dad who killed two people and got away with it.
I wonder what they do think or they don't think.
Susie, did you watch the video?
I watched the whole
thing. She watched
the whole
thing,
because you know that
I'm obsessed.
Of all the kids OJ has, she's the best one to take a stab at trying to get him out of prison.
Everybody, there's the first of many today. You know who we didn't hear from? Any of him and Nicole's kids.
I know.
I wonder why they didn't speak. Hey, other than the fact that he murdered our mother and nearly decapitated her, the evidence showed.
I need to check on that.
And brutally, what do you mean check on what?
On the kids, because I think they're being raised by Nicole's family.
Hopefully.
Oh, so then they're never going to see him.
Right, that's what I was saying.
Well, no, sure. Well, no, they got to be 18 now.
Yeah. They were
little kids in 94 or 5, mm-hmm. whatever it was when he killed her. And so by now, they're on their own, man. They're in their 20s. So they can do what they damn well please, man. Anyway, so we're going to talk about that. And the Linkin Park dude killed himself, Chester Bennington. What is up with these people? Stop it. Just stop. You know he's got twin babies, five-year-olds. Five-year-olds.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He's
been married
himself?
For 11 years. Yeah, he offed himself. They're getting ready to start their tour next Thursday.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it sucks. Hmm. Do you want me to start with the big story in Lucas County that gonorrhea is on the rise in Lucas County? Gonorrhea! Or do you want to hear the story of the two Amish people that were in our parking lot yesterday?
Let's go with the Amish people. Even though it is Friday and gonorrhea is an important story going into the weekend.
So gonorrhea, we'll get to the gonorrhea story, but we want to start with the Amish folks in our parking lot.
Yeah, please, warm me up. I don't want you to get into the gon too early.
Can we post that picture?
Yes. You want
to? All right.
Oh, you think? Okay.
Did I send it to you?
Yes, you did.
Yes. Post that picture. You can't see their faces, can you?
Nope. It's just a back
shot.
All right,
so yesterday, this was so bizarre. You know, I'm getting out of the, out of here. It's after 10 o'clock, and I had to run to a doctor's appointment because my cancer's back.
You got the cancer, dude.
I do. I got basal cell carcinoma on my forehead.
That?
No, I already got it. I know. I had it 3 years ago. You can start me a GoFundMe page, would you?
Yeah.
Sure. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you zooming in on my, my Band-Aid, you know you're old. When you have a Band-Aid on your forehead.
You know you're
old when you're a dude, middle-aged white guy, and you have a Band-Aid on your forehead because that means you bumped into something because you're old and stupid. Anyway, so that's what the Band-Aid is if you're watching on Facebook Live, which, by the way, is brought to you by Castile Funeral Home. Visit CelebrateLiveToledo.com. So yesterday I get out and I see these two people. I'm like, what the hell? What is that? So I took a picture because, you know, that's what you do in 2017. You see something, you try to, you know, make it go viral.
Sure.
Or whatever. So I get in the van. I think this is very odd. I see this woman walking away, and she's dressed in your traditional Amish garb, completely with the bonnet, and I'm sure it's all homemade.
Yes.
And then a dude with a long beard, ZZ Top-like, with the suspenders. I'm like, the Amish are here. The Amish are here. So, I foregoed. Is that a word?
Let's say it is.
All right. I usually sit there and I fire up a stogie before I go, you know, and I'm like, I got to go talk to these people.
Okay.
So then at this point, they're halfway down our driveway by the apartments. So
So they're leaving or are they coming? Because
Them
coming.
They're walking away.
Okay.
So I pull up next to the Amish couple. Do we have any Amish music? Amish Paradise? Something we can play? I don't think we do.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I said, as I'm driving to them, it popped in my head that maybe the bike that you found yesterday or that was left here behind our studio might be theirs. They're looking for it. That's what I thought. I thought they're Amish. They ride bikes.
Yeah, they do.
That's
okay,
true.
They got the horses in the carriage. They shun sweet Kias like mine. And so I said, can I, excuse me, I don't mean to bother you or anything. And he goes, hello, good neighbor.
Did he say that?
No, I wanted him to, though. I wish he would have.
Awesome.
And he said, can I help you? I said, you guys aren't walking around looking for a bike, are you? He goes, how much you want for it?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Really?
I said, no, it's not my bike. I said, somebody dropped a bike off behind our studio. Because I'm a very famous radio DJ, but since, you know, you guys don't have electronics, you have no idea what radio is. And I said, is that what you guys are doing, looking for a bike? He says, no, we're trying to get to the Dollar Tree.
Oh, really?
Dollar Tree over
here?
Yeah.
Did you
Southland?
Uh-oh.
And I said, you are? He says, yeah. He goes, I said, well, what are you guys doing here? Because, you know, they're Amish.
Yeah.
This isn't Amish country. You know, this is close to the hood. And he said, Arlene, the woman, all handmade clothes, I'm sure, says, or her husband had heat stroke yesterday. He's here working somewhere construction, either on the hospital or no, he's in the hospital at UTMC.
Okay.
And they're walking over to Dollar Tree to get snacks.
Oh,
so they must have either taken a bus or dropped off, or maybe their horse was on a salt lick break or something,
and
they couldn't take the horse over. I don't know. I don't know how they got here, because they live in Fort Wayne or over in Indiana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when the Amish. That's where all the Amish are, Susie.
So
I said, hey, how about I give you a ride?
Did you give him a ride?
He's like, will you do that? I said, absolutely. Come on. So I had Arlene getting the sweet Kia in the back seat, but I put Marlon next to me in the passenger. So it's Marlon and Arlene, and they're visiting Arlene's husband, who had heat stroke. He's at UTMC. So I take him around. I take him over to the Dollar Tree.
That was so nice of you.
I go right up to the front door at the Dollar Tree, and we're chit-chatting about this and that. I said, what do you do for a living, Marlon? I'm a cabinet maker.
Oh.
He's a cabinet maker.
He's probably a really good cat. Those guys know how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then Arlene said nothing. So we get to the Dollar Tree. I hit the button, you know, and the door opens. So obviously they weren't the Amish that shunned, electronics and cars and stuff, because they would have went, no, we can't, because you're the devil.
Sure.
I can't ride with your car because cars are the devil. Mm-hmm. Didn't give me any of that. So I drop them off, and no lie, Susie. I said, it was so nice to meet you guys. And I turned like this to Arlene, and she goes, how much do I owe you, sir? I said, what? How much do I owe you? I said, I'll tell you what, here's what you can do. Wish me a blessed day. She goes, have a blessed day. I goes, there you go. There's your payment. Enjoy your time in Toledo. Don't walk around this area at night.
Oh, well, that's true.
Wait a minute. Did you add that?
No. But I should have. I probably should have. I could have saved their damn lives.
So. Yes.
So there you go.
No
that's
kidding.
The story of that picture.
That is amazing.
You have reached out to other communities. You're a bridge. You are a bridge.
I am. And for those of you that doubt that I am not friendly as hell, this story be a lesson to all of you. Even the Amish love me. I said, well, you guys don't know this, but I'm a really famous radio DJ in Toledo. That part I did tell them.
Okay. Well, you gotta let them know who you are and that you're not some crazy nutball.
Well, I am a crazy nutball, but, you know, anyway.
Nice.
All right, so there's my little story, and hopefully
how much do I owe you? $1,000.
No, she had her little change purse. She was getting ready to open it, and I'm like, nothing, just wish me a blessed day. And she did. And off they went, and then they bought up a bunch of snacks, and then as they're walking back through the neighborhood, they got mugged.
Is that true? Wait a second.
I don't know.
Wait a second.
I don't know that's true. All right, we have to get to our first break here at 6:23. Hey, a special Simpsons tonight, Sunday night. You know, the Simpsons are on. One of their long-lost relatives is going to be on the show.
This week on The Simpsons, a distant relative needs a place to stay. Featuring special guest...
O.J. Simpson.
Look at him. His clothes are so drab.
Mr. Simpson, was that you?
I've basically spent a conflict-free life.
Yeah, and a nice day for bringing thieves to justice.
Man.
That's this week on The Simpsons. Then OJ makes a cameo on Family Guy.
Simpson? Nice day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice day for stabbing a friend in the back.
Your Honor?
Nobody's ever accused me of pulling any weapon on them.
Well,
Simpson and Peter Griffin are an even greater team than...
What kind of gun did you use?
He's an accomplice.
Were you pleading Saturday?
I'm no danger to pull a gun on anybody.
He's a family.
Yeah, not a gun, but a knife. Oh. Very sharp knife. 624. Danny Shaver for Smokey's Barbecue Roadhouse. Yes, this is your day, people. Today's the day. You're going to head over to the east side, and you're finally going to try Smokey's Barbecue Roadhouse. You know what you're going to find? Mouth-watering ribs. That's mouth-watering ribs. Pulled pork. Brisket's so good, your eyes will roll to the back of your head. Matter of fact, why don't you go over there for happy hour today? Monday through Friday, 2 to 6. Huh? Yeah. And then sit down and have yourself some yummy good ribs. Now, maybe ribs aren't your thing. How about a prime rib dinner? They run Thursday, Friday, Saturday. $21.99 for a prime rib dinner. And that's while available because they sell the heck out of that stuff. Why? Freshest ingredients, bought locally, no frozen food. They make everything from scratch, from the salad dressing to the honey butter. Smokey's Barbecue Roadhouse, the area's best barbecue with a full bar, large selection of craft beers. And if you want more information on it or you want to check out their entire menu, go to their Facebook page. You will not be disappointed at Smokey's. My family loves Smokey's. That's where my son and I go for man food, ribs. They're located at 2092 Woodville Road in Oregon, Ohio. And when you go, be sure to tell them, Denny Shaver.